Shalom Aleichem. The shir should be a schus lili nishmas, the maral's yortzei to Shabbos Kodesh, 18th of Elul, and also in honor of the Baal Shem Tov's birthday and the Baal Tanya's birthday as well. And schus for shleima to our Rebbe, Rav Moshe Tzvi ben Frieda Simcha. For this week's weekly wedding vort, I thought it'd be very apropos. I had a conversation with a Rebbe in DRS this week. His name is Rabbi Yechiel Weberman. He happened to make an amazing simcha this week. It was his second time going through Shas. And literally he said the whole night, the night before, he couldn't even sleep. And he said an amazing thing which I would like to share with you this Shabbos. You know, the whole parsha is talking about simcha here and simcha there. All the klolos come tachas asher lo avadata Hashem b'simcha. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us in the Torah that you're going to get all these klolos because you didn't serve me b'simcha. So I would like to try to analyze in a deeper way, what is simcha? What's true simcha and how do we achieve it? How do we gain? What's true simcha and how do we gain that in our lives? So Rabbi Weberman quoted his Rebbe Rav Yeager from Shlita, from Shar Yashiv, an amazing idea from the Kotzke Rebbe. Kotzke Rebbe brings down the following two Gemaras. The Gemara on Bava Metzia on Pei Dalet Oman Aleph shares with us an amazing thing. Gemara tells us there that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish it was the first time that they met. And Rabbi Yochanan saw Reish Lakish jumping over rivers and he was doing crazy things. Rabbi Yochanan went over to him and he said, if you only use all your strengths for this in Torah. What happened? Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish, if you come to the Beis Midrash, I'll give you my sister for a wife. Lo and behold, Reish Lakish agreed. And Reish Lakish became the Heilig Chavrusa of Rabbi Yochanan. Lo and behold, the Gemara says there that Rabbi Yochanan taught Rabbi Reish Lakish the Mishnayos and Gemaras, and he taught him all the Torah. When it comes down to one day, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish had a machlokas of a certain topic. What was this topic? There were certain things that they were arguing on when these certain kalim become tummy. All these four or five types of different things. One of the things they were arguing was a type of a knife. Rabbi Yochanan said his shita when it becomes tummy, and Reish Lakish gave his shita. After Reish Lakish gave his shita, Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish, a robber knows his stuff that he used to use. Meaning, a robber knows what these types of things are. Obviously, a statement like this from a Rabbi Yochanan, we don't really understand it, but Rabbi Shlokesh, the Gemara explains, was very, very hurt by it. And he Gemara says he got very, very sick. What happened? Gemara says that Rabbi Shlokesh passed away from it. And Rabbi Yochanan was very tzabrachin. Rabbi Yochanan felt terrible. He didn't have what was he supposed to do? He didn't have a chavrusa. They started trying to find him different chavrusas, and nothing worked for him. So much so, the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan went crazy. Rabbi Yochanan lost his mind, and Rabbi Yochanan also passed away. In Bava Kama on Kuf Yud Zayin Amad Aleph and goes on to Amad Beis tells us another interaction between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan was the Rosh Hashiva over there, and Reish Lakish told him that there was a certain rabbi, a certain lion from Bavel named Rav Kahana, who was in town. Rav Kahana, the Gemara explains, had a certain cut on his lip. Reish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan that Rav Kahana is going to come to Shir, and the Gemara explains that at the beginning Rav Kahana didn't explain, he didn't answer all the shilas, and he didn't ask all of his questions, but as time went on, Rav Kahana started to show his wisdom and show his chachma. As he started to do this, he got Rabbi Yochanan's attention. The Gemara explains Rabbi Yochanan had very long eyelashes. And one day when Rav Kahana was going back and forth with Rabbi Yochanan in Shir, Rabbi Yochanan lifted up his eyelashes. So when he wanted to see who this tremendous Talmid Chacham, who this tremendous Gadol was, and he turned over his eyelashes and he saw Rav Kahana. So when he looked at Rav Kahana, he saw that Rav Kahana had a certain smirk. And he saw, the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yochanan thought that Rav Kahana was making fun of him in a certain way. So much so, the Gemara says that Rav Kahana, because Rabbi Yochanan felt bad, that maybe Rav Kahana was sliding him a little bit. The Gemara explains that Rav Kahana passed away on the spot. Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says, the next day he went to his friends, the Rebbeinu, the Rabbanan, and say, hey, did you hear what Kahana did? He made fun of me. They said, Rabbi Yochanan, you didn't know Rav Kahana? He has a little bit of a cut on his lip. It looks like he's smirking at you. It looks like he's looking at you in the wrong way. But Rav Kahana, that's how Hashem made him physically. He had a certain cut on his lip. He wasn't making fun of you. Gemara sends it and concludes that Rabbi Yochanan went with Reish Lakish to the kever of Kahana and to beg him for forgiveness. And the Gemara says that he did Tchiyas Mesim on Rav Kahana and he brought back Rav Kahana to life. Ask the Kotzka Rebbe. If Rabbi Yochanan could do Tchiyas Mesim to Rav Kahana, if Rabbi Yochanan could do Tchiyas Mesim to Rav Kahana, the person he just met, the person who just came into his shir, why couldn't he do Tchiyas Mesim to Reish Lakish from the Gemara and Baba Metzia? If he has the koach for Tchiyas Mesim, he should be able to do Tchiyas Mesim. So of course there is Chavrusa, the Chavrusa that kept him going, the Chavrusa that asked him 24 questions and 24 answers, the Gemara says. Answers the Kotzker Rebbe in a beautiful way. And it's a real insight to what Simcha is and to what we're doing in this world. The Kotzker Rebbe explains, at the time by Rav Kahana, when he brought back Rav Kahana to life, he had his Chavrusa with him. He had his Simcha with him. He had his Ruchnius. He had his favorite person in the entire world. He had his Heilige Reish Lakish with him. He had the person who kept him going, who made him get out of bed every single morning, learn Yomim V'Layla, who kept him going B'Shleimus, with tremendous Simcha. That's what gave him the koch to be able to bring back Rav Kahana. However, when Reish Lakish passed away, Rabbi Yochanan was lost. He didn't have his Chavrusa, he didn't have his Simcha, he didn't have his Ruchnius. He didn't have his energy, his enthusiasm, which kept him going every single day. Reish Lakish, he was lost. That's why the Kotzker Rebbe explains that Rabbi Yochanan was only able to bring back Rav Kahana and not Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish was the person that kept him going and kept him besimcha and kept him going in his ruchnius and going every single day of every single moment of every single day of his life. That's what true simcha is. True simcha in this world comes from spiritual endeavors. True simcha comes from the Torah, the efforts we put into Torah, the efforts we put into tefillah, the efforts we put into chesed, into growing and into building our personal relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what gives us simcha. That's what the Torah is talking about right now. Tachas asher lo avarat Hashem b'simcha. The Torah says that Hashem says, I'm going to give you all these klalos. Why? Because you didn't serve me b'simcha. Because you didn't see what was so special in this world. To see how, what it means to be able to learn Torah, to daven, to do chesed. Now, in the days now before Slichus, in the days before Rosh Hashanah, we should be zochem Mirtz Hashem to take this message of the Kotzker Rebbe, of realizing that true simcha in this world comes from Ruchnius. True simcha comes from, truly from our Avodas Hashem. And in Mirtz Hashem, when we say Zachrinu L'chaim, Melech Chavetz B'chaim, we're not only going to be talking about physical life, we're going to also be talking about spiritual life, as the Tefer Shlomo explains, that when we're asking for a Kadosh Baruch Hu for life, we're also asking Him for our spiritual endeavors for the entire year. And Mirtz Hashem, Ksiva L'Chasim Tov.